The following event is a More Ace Audio production. Introducing first, from London, England, the team of Ace and Skillet, this is The Kickout.
Welcome! Welcome to another episode of The Kickout. Here is your weekly review of all things WWE and professional wrestling. My name is Ace.
My name is Skillet.
My name's Tay.
Flo!
Yes, here we are. And we are here. It's Monday night, and we are going to give you a full review of Clash of Champions that went down last night.
In Boston.
Boston, Massachusetts.
Thank you, Tay.
Welcome.
Which, I mean, I'm just want to come out and say straight away, before we start talking about it, was surprisingly better than I thought it would be.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I think it was a very good pay-per-view.
I think we were quite down on the card.
Yeah, I think everybody was, to be honest. I don't think anybody had any matches they were really looking forward to. We had the tag match you could look forward to, but everything else we didn't really...
No surprises, obviously, other than the opening match, but just good wrestling. Good wrestling match.
Good wrestling. Yep. Some nice story development too, which we'll get into. But before we start with the review, how is everybody doing? Before we start.
All good, thanks.
Ace, how are you?
I'm good. Tired.
You got some merchandise today, innit?
I did.
Some Big Shaq t-shirt.
Oh, yeah. It's that time of year, basically.
Pop.
The week before Christmas, all the record labels start sending you stuff.
Okay. So you say?
This time of year, all the record labels start sending you stuff so that they beg it, so that you play their music next
year. Didn't Post Malone have some merchandise as well?
I don't know.
So everybody knows you get something random from Ace on Christmas.
Yeah.
He's got it free.
My mum got a candle this year.
She got a candle?
From Island Records, so that's cool.
That's wicked.
Yeah.
So you just give the freebie stuff to your family?
Of course.
Spread the love.
I'm going to talk something not wrestling related.
Go for it.
I saw Star Wars.
So did I.
Yes.
No spoilers, please.
High five.
I saw The Last Jedi yesterday. I'm not going to.
Do you want me to leave the room?
No, I'm not going to spoil it because that's not what I'm about. I'm not into them things. But I can give you my opinion, right?
Yeah, I guess yeah.
I was disappointed.
No, you weren't.
I was disappointed.
No, you weren't.
I was disappointed.
Why?
Well, we can't spoil it. For the Mandem.
Okay. Well, talking of which, how was Eminem's new album, everybody?
Eminem dropped a new album, which he already won Album of the Year for before he even dropped.
No, he didn't.
Well, he won something
it's
like Artist of the
Year. Because he had every pop star on it.
At the MTV European Music Awards, he won Best Hip Hop.
For that freestyle?
No, for him. And he himself said, well, I haven't put out an album in 4 years. I don't know how I won this, which is really stupid.
Why he still accepted it?
That's
my whole thing with him. Like, I understand him saying that. In that's nice that he mentioned that on the speech. But don't even accept it. Just don't even show up.
Well, he was performing. That's why they probably gave it to him. Anyway.
I found his lyrics.
The album was terrible, man.
But there was no beat to the songs. His lyrics kind of went like that, and the beats went like that as well. Yeah. And I'm like, there's no actual beat to any of the songs.
Do you know what's sad as well? Because obviously, Eminem is still a great lyricist today, but his lyrics were terrible, man. Like, he tried to drop, like, clever lines, and this wasn't working.
He apologised to Kim.
Yeah, that was random.
Kim who?
Who are you? Kim that he killed about on 8 hours.
He's on some different meds now, isn't he?
No, he's just a grown man. Though.
And then Black Thought came out and just stole all his limelight, all of Twitter.
Yeah, but Black Thought's been one of the greatest of all time. 100% now.
I've said this like many a times, and I've got ripped for it. And I've actually said this on radio that Eminem, although he is one of the greatest rappers that we're ever likely to see,
he's not one of the greatest artists.
He. Like, I'll put him up against any rapper.
Yeah.
Like, bar for bar.
As a lyricist,
bar for
he's
bar.
Amazing.
He's one of the best
as an
ever.
Artist.
But his music sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even the first three albums,
The first three albums are good. Yeah.
Especially the second and the third.
Yeah. The second album was one of my favourites.
Yeah. Marshall Mathers LP. Yeah.
There's some moments in moments in Relapse and Recovery. Some nice
songs. That was no good.
But it wasn't great albums. He had some moments. And Bad Meets Evil should have been better with Royce the 5'9".
As soon as he was on the front cover of Hello Magazine, covered in mascara and makeup.
So, guys, are we going to make a note? Is he out of your top 10?
I think we should.
He's out of mine.
Let's ring the bell for Eminem.
Should we ring the bell?
No, let's not. You can't ring the bell for Eminem. You can't.
Why not?
Because he's still the greatest. He's still one of the greatest.
No. Yeah.
Definitely. He is. I would say, yeah.
Bell. You can ring the bell for Eminem.
You can't ring the bell for Eminem.
Of course not.
Of course you can. You can't.
I look at Eminem.
Have you heard this album?
I look at Eminem like I look at Al Pacino, people like that, amazing in their day, and we're just going to forget about the later career stuff.
That's a good point.
Like De Niro, all of them. I like that. Chris Walken, you're just going to have to forget about the later career stuff, yeah.
Right, it's just about wrestling.
No, yeah. I will quickly, without spoiling it, I really want to know why you're disappointed with The Last
Two and a half hours long, and I've heard they do some really weird storylines. Is that why it is, Skills?
Well,
The
Last Jedi?
Yeah, I've heard there's some weird storylines and there's some weird comedy.
The comedy for me didn't pay off.
The comedy?
Exactly.
They put some Marvel comedy in there, and Marvel can pull
funny.
It off.
They're trying to be that funny that Marvel didn't work. Wait, hold on. I didn't like how they used Finn. Finn was just
careful now.
Finn was just swagging.
No, this is becoming spoilery now.
No, Finn was just awful for me in that film. I'm not going to give anything away or anything else. So a lot of corniness in it, and
Put the Marvel gloss on it.
He's wrong. Don't worry about it.
I'm not wrong.
Thank you. Oh, did you see it?
I'm not wrong. You know why I'm not wrong? Because you're going to watch it and you're going to be like, I see what you're saying.
Nah.
I'm talking about that though. Have you seen Disney have now bought
Fox.
20th Century Fox. So that means they've got X-Men, Deadpool, amazing. Fantastic Silver Four, Surfer. Walking Dead, Silver Surfer, The Simpsons. Yeah. They've got everything. And there's a talk again of Disney buying WWE. It's out there again because of this, which means Disney will basically own the world.
Why is Disney buying WWE?
Well, because it's a corporate company now and shareholders and stuff like that. And Shane's kind of on the outskirts. Stephanie wants to do more charity work. So they're saying they could sell it to Disney and Triple H would take over.
Wrestling's going to be...
No, Triple H will own the company. They'll actually have more freedom and more money. And Vince won't be involved.
Can they do hardcore stuff?
Well, no, I don't think anyone wants to go back to that. They could just do better product. Do you know what I mean? Who knows?
Who knows? Could be a good thing. Could be.
What
a
else was
thing.
In that Triple H?
Why do you think Triple H is going to own it if Disney gets involved? Vince is going to still be the owner.
Who knows?
Vince is
going to book Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck at WrestleMania. That's just going to happen.
He'll get Ziggler and Bray Wyatt to dress up as him.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Triple H also said that he's hoping in the future, this is happening, NXT isn't going to become a feeder system, it's going to be the third brand. So people will actually, he says, I don't like to say drop down, drop up.
He says
people are going to actually come back to NXT, which would be great for the Ascension. Be great for Nakamura because,
you think he should go back to NXT?
I think Nakamura needs to go back to NXT because he doesn't work on the main roster. And the sign I know is starting to not work is I'm starting to not join Shinsuke Nakamura.
Yeah.
We have to talk about the event when we talk about the event. But I'm bored now, and the crowd was bored. They sing his music, but they're not popping for him. But anyway,
I think that's right because we spoke about this many a times this year about the NXT curse. Maybe if you're suffering from the NXT curse, then you just go back to NXT.
As long as you could cut a thing saying the main roster didn't know how to do. Yeah. You should make it the ECW. You should make it the outsider brand, but do make it a brand.
Yeah.
Hall of Fame announcements. Is this a spoiler? Am I allowed to say? It's been leaked, isn't it?
Go for it.
So I think it's Goldberg.
I knew that's coming.
The Dudley Boys.
Oh, that's wicked.
What's their name?
How's this sport?
Ivory, which makes sense with the whole Glow thing at the moment because she was on the original Glow.
You have to remember now. Everything you're saying has to be taken with a pinch of salt.
Of course it does.
Because
these are only rumours.
They said that JBL was going to be Hall of Fame last year and he didn't.
These are all rumours and speculation.
Yeah, keep going. Ivory, which is well deserved. And Ivory should have been Hall of Fame way before Beth Phoenix. Beth Phoenix being in the Hall of Fame is actually in a shambles.
But anyway, you think?
Yeah, she didn't deserve that.
But she single-handedly kept them going through that
That's
awful
wicked,
period.
Dog. That's cool.
What do you think of Beth Phoenix, Tay?
She was all right. She didn't really do much for me, though. Every time.
What else? What's the other news?
Hey, but is that the only thing you've got? Those three? Dudley's, Ivory?
No, it was somebody who has. There's obviously one in the passed away wing of the Hall of Fame, but I can't remember who they
passed
said.
Passed away wing, yes.
The passed away wing. There's a celebrity wing and the passed away. Oh, Kid Feckin' Rock.
Really?
Kid Rock's going
celebrity.
In. Yeah, celebrity.
I don't remember his contribution to WWE.
No, he's been making. Think about it. He does a lot of things.
I feel like he's performed that.
I remember him making theme songs.
He gave.
What did he do in terms of in-ring
stuff?
He's
performed live a couple of times. His little mate. Joe C or whatever, the little guy used to do a couple of things.
Jim Johnson,
he's given him
man.
A bunch of music.
Jim Johnson.
I used to like that Twisted. Blah, 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 that one.
He did that theme for Stacey Keebler, wasn't it? She got legs.
Exactly.
Remember that? She was hot.
Anything else? For
was there any other news this week? Was that everything?
Austin Aries became the spin-off of What Culture Champion, didn't it?
Right.
What's it called now?
Defiance or something.
Defiance. Austin is the Defiance. Defiance Champion.
The Defiance
Austin
Champion.
Aries is the Defiance Champion.
Are they
guys? Guys, Austin Aries.
Yeah. He's the What Culture Champion.
It's the Defiance Champion.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
we need to start beef with them as well. So it's Kick Out versus GP versus What Culture versus the guys from WrestleTalk. I'm Ollie Murs. I'm going to talk like this, and then I'm going to make a joke like that. This is Neil from the WrestleTalk. I actually like those guys. I'm only fucking with them. But
I've met them a couple of times.
They are funny, but I just like the way they set up the joke, and then they give the punchline to the joke.
That was a really good impression.
That was amazing.
A really good impression.
You know, it's a sad one.
And hold on. And Dalton Castle has defeated Cody Rhodes for the Ring of Honor Championship, a final battle. Dalton Castle is someone I've always said that WWE should really try and sign.
Do you think that's because of the All In thing? Do you think they've kind of taken...
I got a feeling, yeah, because Cody and Young Bucks tried to do their own thing.
Do you think that kind of annoyed him a little bit?
I don't know if it's annoyed them.
But they don't want him
out. He wants to devote his time to that, and he can't devote his time to being Ring of Honor. I don't know. But he came out with blonde hair, tribute to Dusty and his brother Dustin. So.
Sad news, just incredible at a independent. Did you see that? He did a bit of...
Did you not send the link to this? Did you not mention this in the link on our group?
Did I not send the link?
Or was it you sending it?
So
just incredible, all junk, right?
Intoxicating on something. He did a Scott Hall, so he's in the ring and all the other wrestlers turn up and tell him to go away. And he's like, you've only paid me $150. And then he's like... And then he meant to say, none of you are ever going to forget this night. And he said, all of you are going to forget this night.
Oh, no.
And the crowd start giving him...
Did he hit his catchphrase?
That's
just not great.
Oh, I see.
That's just incredible.
I try not to watch these things because it's almost like spreading hate and stuff out, but I feel for him because he's just come out of rehab. WWE just put him in rehab.
And he did.
Paid for it, and he's come out, and he's obviously fallen off. And an addiction is a son of a bitch, so good luck to him.
Do you have any favourite Just Incredible matches?
I liked Aldo Montoya versus Al Snow.
So you're going to
from Wrestling Challenge.
You're going to wrestle. That was a good match, actually.
No, I think there was a Lance Storm.
Just incredible
Lance
Storm
match, which I enjoyed
ECW,
very much.
Incredible.
Yeah,
a decent run. He wasn't championship material like Paul Heyman tried to make him to be.
No,
but.
But he was
a good worker.
He was secretly in the clique as well, wasn't he? He's the unknown secret member.
Oh, really?
Of the clique. Yeah, he's like Peter Lawford from the Rat Pack. No, he's the one you don't hear about.
Right,
yeah.
I had no idea.
Was that all the news?
I ain't gonna lie to you, man. I didn't check the news.
So. I saw Daddy's Home.
Huh?
And I was surprised.
Daddy's Home too.
Yeah. Good?
And John Cena's in there.
John
right?
Cena's in it.
Any good?
Yeah. The film's quite funny. John Cena is a terrible actor, though.
No. Right. I liked him in the Sisters movie with.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's quite funny. He plays a drug dealer. That's pretty funny.
Really bad in this film.
Are we going to start throwing our movie nights with wrestling movie nights?
Yeah, we've been saying this in
But that means we have to watch a frigging wrestling movie.
Yeah, but we're going to have to try and charge people in.
Try and charge people for that zombie one with Kurt Angle and Kevin Nash and Sid Justice.
I think. Well,
have you seen that?
That's not going to work.
I almost killed myself.
I think what's the Piper one?
They Live.
They Live. I think we could do a really good.
I came here to kick ass and chew
bubblegum.
I'm
telling you now, DJ Ace, the Hot Rod. I'm telling you now. That's how you used to talk, right?
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Yeah, he was on drugs.
I love the Roddy Piper.
Right, yeah, rest in peace.
Well, Piper. He's one of the good ones, man. Whenever you hear the stories, you're like, oh, it turns out he was a douche. It turns out he was a douche.
No, Piper was
cool.
Piper. Apart from, I didn't like the half black thing, though. That was
incredibly unfortunate.
I was trying to be like Michael Jackson.
That was a sad thing.
Yeah. No, that was. Even as a kid, I remember watching and going, that doesn't seem right. That seems wrong to me. Yeah.
Funny thing. You know, I'm going to try and maybe mention something. Something racist every week. And in this episode of Something's Racist, sponsored by the WWE, I watched the Kurt Angle promo where he was talking about, obviously the fans were booing John Cena. This is when the fans were starting to really first turn on John Cena in 2005, 2006. And Angle got a promo, so because obviously the fans were very thunderous for Kurt Angle. So he cut this promo to try and get him to get booed. And he's like, And goes, the other day I slapped a woman on the ass. Oh, and I'm not really a fan of the black people.
He said this?
Angle. Yeah, he said, but obviously his whole thing was trying to say was, basically what I'm trying to say is, I can say anything and these stupid jerks will chair me. Yeah. Obviously, it was just like,
wow,
something racist by the WWE. Oh, wow. And a month before that, that's when Vince did the whole,
what's up, man? Is it wrong that I thought it was bad, but I did?
It was funny. It was funny. And the Booker T saying, tell me he did not just say that. Yeah. It's like a spinneroony.
Oh,
Booker T.
He didn't say that.
Booker T did a. He was commentating on that. You know that Fatal 4-Way match, yeah? That Fatal 4-Way match was so funny, right? He was commentating on the Fatal 4-Way match. And this is before Rich Swann got arrested for kidnapping! And and Rich Swann must have went for the 450 splash, and then Tony Nese broke it up, and the Booker T goes, ha, yeah, Tony Nese went for business for himself. And then Corey Graves goes, of course he did, Booker T, it's a Fatal 4-Way match, not a tag team match.
I love it when Booker,
so funny.
There was a match a while ago when Matt Hardy came out moody to attack Braun. And he just kind of went, what's he mad about, getting beat? And you heard Corey try and continue, he just went, but, and you hear Corey just pissing himself, which is why Booker's there. I think they all like working with him.
I think you're definitely right. I do think Vince loves the fact that Booker just chats rubbish and annoys people in a commentary booth.
Going back to Corey Graves, he had a couple of beauties this week. Just shut up, Byron. Yeah. I just love him. And then Byron told him to shut up, which I enjoy.
Good. Stand up for yourself, Byron. Don't be Carlton.
Rich Swann.
Mm-hmm.
Do we think we'll see him ever again?
He's suspended, which is probably a nice way of saying he's fired.
It's a damn shame.
I think, yeah.
But he's not the first ever wrestler to beat his wife and come back. So
who else?
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
That's the bottom line.
Yeah, but that
was a major draw.
And I was during that Attitude Era when they were putting women through tables.
Yeah, and he's a major draw as well.
Yeah,
it's
when you're a major draw, you can get away with anything.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I'm sure John Cena's done a lot of dirt that we don't know about.
We was actually randomly talking about this before you came here.
Randy Orton beat up women in a hotel room. Snooker murdered a woman.
Okay, well, all of these things are things we were talking about.
Vince McMahon went into a jail with a big suitcase, and then he left without a big suitcase.
Allegedly.
That could be our Bludgeon Brothers. He allegedly had a briefcase.
He didn't have a briefcase.
Jimmy Snooker went into that car of a 21-year-old.
Jimmy Snooker did not go into that car with a 20-year-old.
Murder! Blackmail! We are the Bludgeon Brothers! Wow. And with that, we never got a job at the WWE.
The newest of lows.
WrestleMania hopes has dashed out the window.
I'm out.
We are no longer doing any interviews with WWE.
We were going to WWE WrestleMania.
We are no longer going to WWE WrestleMania.
The Llewellyn.
Ryan, Skillet.
Blutch and bollocks.
We fucked up.
The newest of lows.
Just joking, WWE. Just joking.
Before we review Clash of Champions, Tate, would you mind passing me my fair? My fair?
Down.
Thank you.
Right. What are you doing, Skills? You always go on your phone and you go quiet.
I'm going to go to Twitter.
Right. Oh, you got some questions?
Well, we put it out there for people to ask us questions, and we only got one.
Okay. So that's one person.
Let's start off with that one question, and it's by Russ Cooper, who asked us a really nice question last time.
Okay.
We did the 2-year anniversary show. His question this week is, oh, by the way, if you want to follow Ross Cooper on Twitter, it's Coops187. That's Coops187.
What's
at
up?
Coops187. 187 is what again? What does that
Murder.
Mean? Murder, isn't it? Yeah. Go on, Coops, you gangster.
Oh, now, that would make him a road man, am I right?
Yes, that's yeah.
Yay!
Murder was the case that they gave Coops. Hey, guys. This question for you guys. If you could draft one male and one female from Raw to SmackDown, one male or one female from SmackDown to Raw, promote one superstar from NXT or demote one to NXT, who do you choose? And why is it a good move for their careers? Ace, let's go to you first.
F- first?
Yeah, because you're the bum diggy, aren't you?
Okay, I would send Finn Balor back to NXT.
Oh. Okay.
I would send, look, we'll go around, I would send Finn Balor to SmackDown.
Okay.
More opportunity, got an AJ match.
Maybe. That's good, that's good.
I'm only saying that because I wouldn't be able to list them all. I can't even remember the question.
I would send Nakamura back to NXT.
Well done.
Yep, massive show.
Demote Nakamura. NXT back.
Because there's no point in sending Nakamura to Raw because it's going to be worse there, isn't it? Yeah.
Much worse.
Yeah.
And you would send AJ to NXT. No, you would send Finn Balor to NXT.
Yeah.
You would send Finn Balor to SmackDown. You will send Nakamura to NXT. Who would you send from SmackDown to Raw, Tay?
Charlotte.
You were saying Charlotte to Raw because you think she'll get another big push.
Yeah,
when she's on SmackDown, she was as bad as Natalia. Yes, I agree. And Ace, you would send from SmackDown to Raw who?
The Usos.
To Raw, yeah, I like that.
The Usos.
I have to agree with
to
that.
To Raw, please.
I would send Seth. I've got a massive one for you in a sec, but I would send Seth Rollins to SmackDown so he can get out of the shadow of Roman Reigns and
very
stuff.
Good.
I like that.
Very good.
And who would you send from SmackDown to Raw?
Didn't we just do that?
I'll tell you what my massive one is. Good. You ready for this?
Go on.
I would send somebody like a Dolph Ziggler to NXT to become the champion, and if you are going to make it a third brand, push that product up. Someone like a Dolph Ziggler or a Bray Wyatt, give him another career boost. Don't get me wrong, obviously the Ascension could go back to NXT, but how about sending someone like Ziggler to NXT and being the man?
That's really
he's never been the man. He can finally be the man.
His storyline could be, look, you've been using me to get all these NXT stars over. Let me just go to NXT and beat up everyone.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, that's brilliant.
That's really good, isn't it?
Nipping it in the bud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, dying on the vine. That's a genius idea. You know what? They keep coming and beating me. I'm going to go to them. Idea. That is
and
a
just be
shout.
The champion.
Book it. That's just a shout.
That's a good idea.
And he'd have sick matches down there.
Incredible.
I think I would... who would I demote? I would demote Mike Kanellis and Maria Kanellis to NXT.
Okay.
And I think they can get a shot in the arm there.
It's a waste.
You think so?
And yeah, I would send Aleister Black.
Because obviously, Andrade C and Almas is the
they might as well.
Guy,
they
right?
might as well be on NXT. We're not like, that's rubbish.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, you should sit in the corner for that. Okay. It's not really...
And yeah, like I said, I'd send Aleister Black to Ring of Honor. Because he's effed wherever he goes, I think. Because
Aleister Black have a good career in the main roster.
They don't know what to do with people like him. He's too small for them. He does kicks. Kick. You know what I mean? He's Nakamura. But I mean, then again, Bobby Roode.
Finn Balor.
I don't know. I think they're doing the whole back thing with Finn Balor. Oh no. We'll talk about this later. I was about to talk about someone who I think is the next Daniel Bryan.
Oh.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to answer the rest of these questions because you just made me look like a fool.
Sorry. Yeah. Haven't we done all of them?
Yeah, I guess we have.
I
think you guys had the best ideas. I can't top that. So, yeah, I like those. Yeah, great.
And I would like to see AJ on Raw one day. Not yet,
AJ needs to go on Raw.
Not yet, though. Not yet.
There's no one to replace him.
Yeah. But not yet. One day. Should we talk about Clash of Champions?
Let's talk about it.
Boston, Sunday night. Clash of Champions.
At the Wells Fargo Center. No, that's Royal Rumble. Oh. Very clever. I was just reading it on the TV and, I got it wrong.
So we said it, last week we weren't really, really excited about the card. Funny enough, I was most looking forward to the KO Sami Zayn match against Randy Orton and Shinsuke, just because I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I thought I was going to headline it. Mm. I thought that'd be the main event. But it wasn't. It was cut. Was in the middle. It was second to last.
They gave they gave AJ the main event, which is what they should.
And what do everybody think of it?
Well, let's start off with the kickoff show.
There was a kickoff show.
David Tonga's back.
Yes,
mm-hmm. He's back, and he seemed
wrestling.
In the kicker panel. He was away for a while because Jennifer Hudson and stuff like that. He was away for a while because him and Jennifer Hudson had
been
going on. But he seemed like he was in good spirits. Sam Roberts was there chatting.
Is he just not wrestling no more then?
He's back ages ago.
Right.
So he's always commentating and stuff.
Interesting.
And Renee Young was there, the lovely Renee Young, who just came back from her honeymoon with Dean Ambrose.
Yeah.
It was
Mojo Rawley. Mojo versus Zack Ryder.
Both had new music.
Both had new music.
Terrible.
Yeah, it wasn't that great.
The crowd was quite hot for Mojo. We were cheering on Mojo.
Heel audience tonight, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Heel crowd.
Great crowd, I felt.
Really good crowd.
Mojo picked a victory, looked very vicious. Kind of squashed Zack Ryder, really.
Quickly.
Nice little video package between them two. They were dating their stuff back into NXT, and how Zack Ryder was just always bringing down Mojo. So
I know it's the only match that could have been on the kickoff, but it's not a good sign when your match is on the kickoff. You know what I mean? It's not, you know, that match had storyline and purpose, and, you know, I don't care about either of those guys, but if they wanted to do something serious with this storyline, you can't just beat somebody on the kickoff, can you?
Mm. Mm.
Or have the Usos and the New Day proved
it doesn't matter?
It doesn't matter if you do it right.
Mm.
Well, this wasn't that, was it?
No, it wasn't.
Ace, what were your thoughts?
I never saw it.
Oh, okay. So what was your thoughts of this?
It was a pretty good match. It was a standard match. Mm. I wouldn't say there was anything that stood out about it. But I think Mojo could go far.
Like, really?
If they do it right, he could go far.
Hmm.
I agree with
that. What kind of gimmick would you go... Because he's still going with the hype stuff.
Yeah.
But Angle, what would you go with?
Oh, he needs to be super heel. Like, I want to see him go, like...
aggressive.
Yeah. Like, proper, just coming, booting people in the face for no reason. Like, just... hardcore.
So I never saw this. How do you do angry hype? How do you do heel hype? What is it?
Come on, man! You're holding me back, bro. Come on, man! You're a sucker.
But is he still like?
He still ran. He still runs, but it's an American football run. So he does the stance, then he runs to the ring like an American football player, and then
he's more angry instead of like fun.
Yeah.
More like,
this sounds terrible.
I got you, man. Look at you, you're an idiot.
That he's angry.
Does he still wear like the face paint and that?
No, he dropped all that.
Dark trunks. Just, I don't know, man. It's...
Who does he move on to then, or does he carry on?
I think one more match with Zack Ryder beats him again. And then move on to
Bobby Roode.
And then his career's over.
All right, let's kick off with the first match of the main show, Clash of Champions. This is probably the best match of the card, in my opinion.
Wrong.
Okay.
Second best match.
Okay. United States Championship match: Baron Corbin versus Dolph Ziggler versus Bobby Roode. The crowd was red hot for Bobby Roode, and you guys thought Bobby Roode was over. Ha! He is over. No. I don't know what you guys for.
Oh, nice.
But they really was yeah. They were rooting for him.
No, just because I don't think we were saying that we didn't like Bobby Roode. We were just saying that he's not on the level of his music yet.
No, his music is more over than him.
But yeah. They were red hot for him in Boston.
This was a heel crowd as well, and this was a very different kind of audience.
What are you talking about?
Heel crowd.
It's Bobby Roode. Bobby Roode's a known legend.
There was a Let's Go Jinder chant.
Yeah.
This was a heel crowd,
this is
brother.
A different kind of audience.
Mm.
Hell of a match, though. Surprised the hell out of me.
Yeah.
Great match. And I think the right decision. Ziggler to win.
I think they had to do this because every other match, it was pretty easy to know who's going to win. It pretty much, even though it was a solid event, you pretty much knew what's going to happen. So this was important. And I liked it. I liked being surprised.
Yeah.
Do you think, like, all this talk about Dolph wanting to leave is a reason for him winning his
belt? I think he heard the podcast with you, Ace.
You think so?
I think he was so disappointed that he'd lost your support.
Maybe.
And WWE was like, Ace is backing out. We need to sort it out.
How long does he hold the title for?
Just a day.
What's the point of that?
No, I think he's going to go into the... Actually, honestly, I think he's going to go to WrestleMania as the US champion.
Really?
And then probably lose it in a six-tag match. Six-way match or whatever, ladder match. Whatever.
What does this mean for Bobby Roode, who kind of only just kind of defeated Ziggler in his first match and then still got, you know, done in at the end? And then in his second match... Oh, in his number one... second match, gets beaten pretty easy at Survivor Series. Then in his third match, he loses like this.
No, but he looks... He looks really good in this match, though.
He did. This was probably his best match.
Yeah.
But the storyline with Corbin... I don't think it matters with Corbin. The storyline with Corbin is he drops the ball. That's fine. It's not the best thing to go with, but it means you've got to have a ball in your hand in the first place. But Bobby Roode, does this mean he is just solid mid-card now? There's no going for titles?
No, I wouldn't say that. I just think it's just early at the moment. It's early.
Okay, good.
And that's what it is.
And what do you think is going to happen with Ziggler now? Do you think he's going to go on a bit of a kind of answer all comers... run, you know, like
I hope season. So, like a US Open challenge run. Yeah, I hope so, man. They need to start pushing Ziggler strong again, man. He deserves it.
Uh-huh.
We'll see.
Second match. Tay, coming to you. What was it?
It
was the massive tag match. Oh, just to... You know the end... We have to talk about the end of the Ziggler match. That was quite a nice ending. I don't think I've ever seen that before. The only problem is when
Baron Corbin was doing
the end of days, he didn't actually finish it. So in the end, he just sat down Bobby Roode on his bottom. Yeah. So Bobby Roode just sat down and then he
rolled off.
Like, yeah. But yeah, so the next match, though, for me, was not only match of the night, but I think it's going to be up there in the category for match. People are going to think I'm not, but match of the year.
You think that tag match was that good?
I thought the tag match was incredible.
It was a great match. It was a great match.
But it had everything you need, skills. It had a tag team that was over, you know, with
the Rusev.
You had my favourite tag team with the Usos. Yep. You had a veteran tag team in the New Day, and then you had these up-and-comers who were... Gable was astonishing.
Yeah.
Your opinions?
Yeah, no, I really enjoyed the match. I think it was the second best match of the card. Great action, great spots. Super kick party by the Usos.
That was good.
Usos Young Bucks has to happen one day, right?
Yeah, man.
That's the dream match. That's the dream match that's bubbling on the surface at the moment. Usos Young Bucks. So, and Shelton looked great. Chad Gable looked awesome.
Shelton did a really good powerbomb.
Yeah. When he caught Kofi with the powerbomb, amazing.
Kofi comes out with different moves every single match.
Yeah.
I want to see Kofi, Shelton, Benjamin WrestleMania. Just them two.
That'll be good. But why would like how?
Yeah,
do,
how would that happen? They'd have to. I don't know.
German suplex, Gable does.
I couldn't think this through, guys. What was that?
The spinning, you know, that.
Yeah, the circle, yeah, the rolling German suplex, yeah. The strength of Chad, because he picked up
on his toes.
After Rusev, was it Rusev first as well?
Rusev first, then Big E.
And I love the fact that Rusev, they kept having near falls, like you think they were going to win.
Because
they know that the fans love Rusev. And I really hope this really elevates Rusev for the new year, because he deserves to be in a world championship spot.
Do you think this is going to be one of those things we kind of squash, which is what I was saying? Could Rusev get to Daniel Bryan levels of...
Oh, that's what you meant. That's a good shout. That's a good shout.
Or do you think they're going to continue to hold him down, or do you think he's going to...
No. I can see the WWE Universe really backing Rusev, fighting for Rusev. And making sure that WWE pushes him the right way. I can see that happening. That's a good shout. It's a good shout.
Yeah.
Usos, right decision for them to win.
Yeah, of course.
Because they're going to be a tag team for life and stuff.
They are.
Push them to
the 2017 version of Harlem Heat.
Why?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No.
They have the attitude, the swagger.
The only thing they need to do is
need to talk down the lens when they come out in that ramp. Come in. Hey, so you do it. Do a Harlem Heat promo.
No.
Let's do it. Harlem Heat promo.
No.
Did you hear once about Jericho used to do that? He used to talk at the mic when he's going down the ring.
Yeah.
But normally he just talks gibberish. Apparently he just looks at the camera and goes, shabba, 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 shabba. And one night he said, I saw an interview that he said they actually had the speakers on, so you just see Jericho looking at the camera going, jabba, 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 which I need to see. This was going to be my question for you, ladies and gentlemen. So Rusev and English have come together and done really, really well. What other tag teams have been put together kind of from nowhere and have ended up doing really, really well?
Not Orton and Nakamura.
Nakamura, that was bad.
The bar.
I was going to say Scotty Too Hotty, Rikishi and Grandmaster Sexton, they were over as anything. What other tag teams?
Just Rock and Sock Connection.
Rock and Sock Connection, 100%. That's a great one.
We wouldn't include Gable and Benjamin there, would we?
No.
Great wrestlers, but not necessarily.
They didn't even reach greatest tag team level, the world's greatest tag team level. Haas and Benjamin, that was great.
That was really amazing. Haas. There's one we're missing.
I was going to say Kane and Daniel Bryan, just because I don't know.
That's true.
Kane and Daniel Bryan, that's a great shout.
Yeah.
Team Hell.
That did work.
Team Hell. I really hated them when they first...
Zip and Skip.
Skip.
I'm joking. Buddy Donners wasn't good.
Who were the Buddy Donners again?
Chris Candido and Tom Pritchard. Dr. Love Tom Pritchard.
Mm-hmm. And Sonny.
And Sonny, of course. That's a good question. Billy Gunn and Road Dogg.
Billy Gunn and Chuck Palumbo.
Did you just say, was Billy Gunn and Road Dogg put together?
Oh, yeah, because Billy Gunn was part of the...
Smoking Guns.
Smoking Guns.
So that worked?
Yeah, that did work.
That really worked.
and Billy Gunn and Chopper Lumber were.
Yeah,
who Xavier Woods argued with me. I don't to argue
that
Xavier.
Didn't work.
That did work.
That didn't work.
But Xavier Woods were going on like they were like one of the greatest tactics of all time. And I said, no, they're not. Xavier Woods, you're gassing. Because you look back at that year, you tell me any different. You look back. I was like, bro, you're gassing. They're not. They're chatting rubbish. They're not. Which you can listen if you go back to earlier this year, 2017.
He said they were one of the best tag teams.
Xavier Woods said it on his own.
Really?
And I argued with him. I said, that's not right. You're wrong there.
Weird.
Skills, what's with the pancakes?
Yeah.
Why did New Day take pancakes out of their trousers and pour it on children's faces? Because they said in the current climate, do you think that's acceptable?
They said in
Weinstein, Louis C.K., the New Day. Yes, Skills? I've broken Skills.
What are you doing?
Sorry, let's go.
Are you aware?
Okay. Ace Tate, do you know why they put poor pancakes in the trousers?
Well, they're selling pancakes, aren't they?
Are they?
Oh, is there New Day pancakes?
Yeah, I guess.
No.
Not yet.
Selling pancakes.
I don't think they are. Let's go to www.shop.com.
Wow.
I don't think they are selling pancakes.
I mean, they might
well,
do
they're
now.
Going to eventually.
There are no pancakes. Anyway, let's keep talking. Yeah, the match was awesome.
And incredible
I think,
match.
I think it was right that the Usos won. I loved that Rusev days over. And I loved the Aiden in English promo at the beginning. It was good.
We were saying as well, Aiden English is like deceivingly large.
It's because he's very slender.
He's very slender.
You don't realize.
Look at him. He was like the biggest one in the ring, almost. You're just like, he's a very bizarre looking gentleman, isn't he?
Yeah. No such thing as New Day pancakes, by the way.
Okay.
Right. So it's just something they're doing.
Yeah.
Wait, don't give a shit anymore,
just,
do they?
Just for the sake of it. Anyway, what now then for the Usos? What do we do? Do we enter a new tag team in the fray, or do they have a rivalry with Rusev Day? What do we do?
I think go with Rusev Day while it's hot.
Yeah.
Like they even said on Talking Smack, and this is what I love about the Usos. They did another great interview on Talking Smack, and they talked about the Bludgeon Brothers. And they were like, truth is, we're just going to dodge them. We're just going to dodge them. And I love the honesty. He just said, one day we're going to have to get in the ring for them. He said, now we're just going to dodge them. We're just going to dodge them as well. So, yeah, you got the Bludgeon Brothers and you got New Day. So,
Bludgeon Brothers are next, though, surely.
I think too soon.
If
they get with Rusev and Aiden English first, let the Bludgeon Brothers come up, and then...
Awesome.
Exactly.
Bludgeon Brothers squashed Breezango.
Yep.
With
is
ease.
It, is it me or is does it work? Is it working? I quite like them.
I know a lot of people hate Bludgeon Brothers. I don't hate them.
I'm feeling them.
I don't love it, but I don't hate it.
I think I just like their music.
It's like an old fashioned. Yeah. It's like an old fashioned tag team. I like the music.
Yeah, good man.
I think we would be more impressed with them if there was no Wyatt family. If Wyatt family had never existed and they were a brand new tag team, we'd be like, wow, these guys are huge and dominating.
Yeah.
But because we've seen the Wyatt family already, we already know them, so it's hard for us to ignore what they've done previously.
Yeah. Also, the problem is the Wyatt family is quite a clever gimmick.
Yeah.
And the Wyatt family is not.
And the Wyatt family was amazing.
Yeah, it was.
They just dropped the ball with that, unfortunately. Yeah. But they were an amazing team.
I've just realised, because when you kept saying Wyatt family, I thought you were saying White family. Is that why they called them the Wyatts? Because they're meant to be like White Hicks. The Wyatts?
Yeah.
Maybe. Have I just made that up in my head?
Probably, maybe.
White.
No, in Vince, probably.
No, it was all... That was all them down there. Vince didn't know anything about that. Yeah.
Yeah. That was
that's why it was good and clever.
Yeah, that's why it was good. Yeah.
Forget that clever gimmick you've got. Here's a hammer.
Bludgeon.
They don't need the mallets, though. For me, they should drop the mallets, and then everything else is awesome.
Yeah, but who are they going to bludgeon without it?
Yeah. I've got a nasty feeling, though. They're just going to be bludgeoning people until the Authors of Pain come onto the main roster, and then they're just going to get squashed by the Authors of Pain.
Probably.
Who kicked the shit out of people on NXT this week?
That was amazing.
Did you see the Pearl River Plunge into the corner of the ring?
Yeah,
I thought he broke his neck.
I
don't know if he's getting better. They're just kicking the shit out of people. What did you think? So just to jump though, NXT. What did you think of the Adam Cole, Bay Bear, Aleister Black match?
Good match.
It was on the first one to be on television, wasn't it, or something?
Yeah. Aleister Black one. Aleister Black seems to be beating all the Ring of Honor. Anyone that's left Ring of Honor, Aleister Black, gets fed to Aleister Black.
Mm.
You know this.
I thought it was a bit soon for that match. I thought that match could have been a main event.
Yeah, that should have been. Yeah, that should have. They should have.
But I guess they needed a big match because of that. Anyway. Moving on, the Lumberjill match.
That was awful.
Lumberjills.
Going to you, Ace.
Yeah, it was dead. There's not a lot to say about it.
Tay?
I hated this match because it was very confusing. Because the lead up to it did not make sense with the actual match itself. Why were they fighting Charlotte when she was kicked out? Why was Lana, Tamina, like, they should have been holding off, and then Riot Squad should have been coming in trying to get Charlotte,
yeah,
and they should have been fighting them. But then they were just fighting, each other. It didn't make any sense. And then Natty was doing way too much. She was going too hard, and she needed to just back down a little bit.
Do you want me to hit Charlotte? Is Charlotte the person you like and me the person I don't like? Yeah. I want the title, so I'm going to hit her. I'm going to point at her, and then I'm going to mimic doing a belt around my waist, and then I'm going to point at her, and then I'm going to whisper, suplex, drop down, tap to... So I want the belt, not you, me, belt, drop down, suplex, down. And she's the worst... Oh, hello, mate. She sucks, man.
I was saying this through Ace before, like on Total Divas, if you watch it, Lana always rips into Natty because her promos are shit.
In her American accent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
wait, Lana's got an American accent. I'm joking.
Yeah. Yeah. She rips into Natty all the time because she's got shit promos. And then you watch, and it was literally like a couple of hours before. And then I watched this match. And I was like, she really is
she's so bad.
And at the end, what was the crying about? She's a heel. Why is she crying? It makes no sense.
Do we think Natty's leaving?
Apparently not. So and then she froze. Charlotte just lives off the family name, said the niece of Bret Hart.
Yeah, what?
Doesn't it piss you off that Jim Nidok doesn't get mentioned?
Ever.
It's always Bret.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But if you were...
No, what were you going to say?
You were the daughter of Jim Nidok when you just mentioned how cool your uncle is too.
I love Jim Nidok.
Yeah, he was cool.
Yeah.
Is he a Hall of Famer?
Yes.
Oh, he's in the Hart Foundation. He's not on his own, obviously.
Yeah. So as Hart Foundation, Jim Hart, yeah, I agree with
100%.
That. Is Road Dogg and Billy Gunn Hall of Famers separately?
No.
Or should they be Hall of Famers as a tag team?
I think separately.
Do you think they should be a Hall of Famers as the Newage Outlaws or Hall of Famers as DX?
I think DX is obviously a Hall of Fame outfit. I think individually they should be in as well.
You think Billy Gunn should be
a
Hall of Fame on his own?
Yes, Mr.
You think Road Dogg should be Hall of Fame on his own?
Yes.
I disagree with you. I think it should be a Hall of Fame as a tag team.
Should X-Pac be in as on his own? Yes, of course. Yes. 1-2-3 X-Pac Kid should has be to his be. Own in yes. which case, yeah, New Age Outlaws as a team.
X-Pac on his own. Kid. Triple H on his own. China, yeah. Obviously, God bless her.
Is Triple H going to be like Vince and they won't put him in until he snuff it?
Nah, you're getting Vince won't have it. Vince will be like, yo, you're inducted. And it should be like, but hold on, I'm the one that's supposed to be inducted in there. Ha ha, you bastards! Ha ha, you're my son in law! Of course you're inducted! And not only that, you're gonna main event WrestleMania as well. But I'm retired, Vince. Ha ha ha, you bastard! You're gonna have the title. Hey, guess what? You're also gonna win 205 live. I'm not a cruiser. Ha ha, you bastard! You got the title. Guess what? You are the women's revolution! Ha ha! Come on! Come on!
Why does he keep calling his son a
Triple
bastard?
Triple H, you bastard! Come on! Triple H! Triple
well,
H!
Well, you're hurting me! Talking of 205 Live... 205... It's Teo Tommy and... Rock Spudnik. What's his name?
Rockstar Spudnik.
Rockstar Spudnik.
Tell you what time is. Say it right.
I don't know any names.
Say it right.
Atami and Rockstar Spud are both going to 205 in the next couple of weeks, aren't they?
I'm looking forward to Rockstar Spud versus Enzo. I hope that he doesn't become part of the
Look at what me, happens to...
I hope he doesn't become part of the Zoe train. I want a back and forth between them.
Rockstar Spud and Enzo could be quite entertaining.
It will be entertaining.
Tommy's going to have the belt like that.
Hideo Tommy's going to squash whoever's got the championship.
Yeah. What about the other English guy? Isn't that a bit of gimmick? Aren't they a bit very similar? I didn't watch much TNA. But isn't Rockstar Spud very similar? Like, oh, hello, we should do this.
Jack Gallagher.
Yeah.
Not really, because he's kind of like a posh rocks.
Yeah.
Rock boy.
Yeah.
Right, Jack Gallagher's like a gentleman.
Right, okay. They'll probably tag him, won't they?
That'd be good. Maybe. So we don't care about anything. We're not going to say anything about Lumberjills.
Danny Neidhart's
terrible promo. Yeah, no. Charlotte had a good year this year. Sorry, guys.
I just don't think they're putting her against the right people. Natty doesn't bring out the best in Charlotte.
Charlotte and Natty had some good programs
previously
in NXT and whatnot.
Yeah.
I just think Charlotte
Charlotte has grown.
Yes, she has been booked poor too, which is against her. That's not worked towards her. But there's something, I don't know, she's missed a beat this year.
It's because she hasn't actually had a proper storyline. Because in Raw, she was the queen. But right. Here,
she was the queen.
She hasn't actually, like, she doesn't really have promos anymore for her to be.
But even the match with Alexa Bliss, that didn't excite me. That should have excited me.
Is it because you haven't got Vince in her corner? And she's gone out there almost having to swim on her own? And when she hasn't got a big person like Vince backing her, do you think it's a little bit...
But she does, though. They all back her. Vince,
who is the strongest female on the roster, all of you? Now, go.
Asuka.
Skillet.
But Asuka's the best female on the roster.
I mean, yeah.
You mean as in terms of real strength? Or you
I like
about...
Becky Lynch.
Yeah, but Becky Lynch hasn't been used properly. She's had a terrible year.
Is she injured? Or... No. Just asking the same. Like,
she's injured when it comes to cutting promos.
Burn.
Baron. Should we move on?
Yeah.
Oh, Carmella almost cashed in.
Almost.
Like did, almost.
That would have been good. But say good. What, Ace, what was you saying before?
I was saying that she should cash in on the 25th anniversary of Raw. When is that?
Soon.
A couple of weeks. Yeah. Who have they got coming?
Jim
Ross is coming.
Why would you say SmackDown then?
Yeah, but they probably do something with it. Fuse the two shows.
Yeah, let's do that, guys, if you're listening.
It's even time. She might even just cash in on a Raw opponent. You never know. You might just bend the rules. You know how wrestling is.
Ooh, that would be making it more interesting.
On Alexa.
Who knows?
Maybe. That'd be interesting. I like that.
Shayna Baszler.
Is it Blazer?
Shayna Baszler, yeah.
My name is Shiny Blazer.
Ronda Rousey's bedroom.
Yeah. And my fashion is shiny.
She tweeted something funny there. She tweeted, she said, MMA fans, and then dot dot, wrestlers fake. It's not real. And then she wrote, MMA fan, dot dot dot. Oh my God, the dragon's going to turn into a White Walker. So she's trying to say, you guys are just shit on wrestling, but you watch Game of Thrones to get all gas.
That was a terrible tweet.
Yeah.
So why did you bring it to this podcast?
Can you edit that out?
No, keep it in. Keeping
that in.
Next it was the bludgeon match.
Yeah.
Which we talked about.
Yeah.
I do like... it's a shame, though. I like Breezango. I think they need a little bit... I don't know.
I think they've missed it now.
Yeah, you think it's time to
those
go?
Those fashion files, which were very entertaining at first.
Until
really
they added the Ascension.
Yeah,
it's going true. Really bad, man.
It's bad. It's over.
But like Prince Pretty said, he's just bought his second house, so he doesn't care.
Okay.
Moving forward to the semi-main event, Go Skills.
Well, hold on, are we not missing that one more match?
No.
No, it was the Daniel Bryan
shit,
Shane.
That was it.
It's a short.
Yeah, it was only six. It was a six.
That's what I mean. The card flew by. It was a solid card.
That's why it was a good card. That's why it was so good. Okay, so Nakamura and Randy Orton versus the Yep Movement. Kevin Owens.
Why are they called the Yep Movement?
Yep.
No, I know, but like, why have they decided to go with that?
Because they're kind of playing on Daniel.
So what, they're saying that like they're Daniel Bryan's people?
No.
They said they've been treated the same as Daniel Bryan. They were held down. Right. And the McMahons were against them. Okay. Fighting against the McMahons, all that stuff.
That's entertaining, kind of. Okay.
Yes, referees, Shane McMahon, Daniel Bryan. Some good action, some nice spots. I really like the ending as well.
The ending was good.
I enjoyed the ending.
Like, the ending? Only right at the end. Like, watching whole match, I wasn't really that interesting. Interested.
Flew was confused. Did you? You just...
Like, right at the end. But I just felt like this match was too much about Shane and Daniel Bryan.
Yeah.
And it didn't really...
We all know that's what it's about.
Yeah, but it just...
Because Shane McMahon is, as we say every week, simply...
He's not, though.
No, he's not.
He's really not.
He's not.
He's really not. He actually annoyed me for the duration of this match.
Was that a Shane McMahon heel turn?
Yeah.
Kind of a slow one.
It
slow
is.
Burn.
It is.
Or was it Daniel Bryan heel turn?
No.
It's a Shane.
Shane. No.
Shane was the one who was going to cheat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shane cheated.
No. None of the heels.
That's where he
Shane
cheated.
Shane is a heel.
He cheated, though, against somebody who tried to kill his dad.
Doesn't matter. He's still cheated. That 1-2 hold.
Are they going to do a Shane McMahon, Daniel Bryan program? That's the question.
Of all the matches, don't you think they'd have Daniel Bryan versus AJ? Of all the matches or something like that?
You'd want them to do that, though.
You wouldn't want Daniel Bryan versus Brock, because it's not safe. But I don't think Shane's safe.
Shane is definitely not safe.
Yeah.
Mm. I do you know what? I still actually don't think there's going to be a match because no hands were thrown.
Yep.
Not yet.
Yeah, but like,
they're building towards WrestleMania with something with them too. Whether they're going to be fighting themselves or they're going to be in someone else's corner.
We could at least have one punch and then we would have known. It was. I just feel like that. There was a little bit of pushing. That to me doesn't say that we are ready for Daniel Bryan to wrestle. I don't know. What do you guys think?
I hear what you're saying. And, you know,
there were no hands. None.
There was no hands. Most likely Bryan won't be wrestling.
Slow burn, though. Slow burn.
But if it's a slow burn thing, then they're geniuses.
Yeah.
I feel like they have to because they need to leave the hype for WrestleMania. Like, it would be too early if they start going that at it now.
Yeah.
Bryan, New Orleans all over again. You know his home state is Seattle. But, you know.
How does Shane jump across the ring, jump off the top rope of the cage, but then have problems just getting up after making a three count? just, you know, ladies and gentlemen, the match is in the background. This man jumps around. He just did the two count, and then he couldn't get up.
He got tired.
He's so
that is funny.
He's gassed. He gets winded very easy, doesn't he, Shane? I love Shinsuke Nakamura, but he was so... I love the Blue Thunderbomb, look at that. Anyway, sorry, we're just watching and talking. But it just depresses me, the Nakamura stuff. He's so awesome, and he was out of place in this match. They had to put him out, put him through the table, because they knew that Shinsuke wouldn't be able to sell the fact of what's going on. Do you know Randy was there going, what are you doing, and stuff like that. If Shinsuke had been there, he would have just looked confused, like he did during the
invasion. Yeah, just something like that, yeah.
Yeah, exactly, when he spin the corner, like, what's going on?
Smiling.
So, I mean, I don't know. Is it too late for Nakamura now?
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
It is. I'm
but you have to face facts that Nakamura will probably book like Cesaro for the rest of his WWE tenure.
Basically.
Yeah. I think they put him with Randy for Randy to put him, elevate him. But I don't know if it's going to work.
It's a shame. I always thought Nakamura would be the first ever Japanese WWE champion.
You know what?
It's still time.
Think about it. Yeah, exactly. I realise.
No, Ace. Yokozuna is not Japanese.
No, what I mean is, obviously, because we do a podcast, everybody hears our opinions at the time and stuff like that. In 2 weeks from now, you know, Nakamura might accidentally, you know, we've proven with Rusev, Nakamura might accidentally say a silly word. That word gets over. Yeah. You know what I mean? And before
what do you think that silly word would be?
Yeah, right, let's try not to
get it. It just went to my head.
Like, no more, I don't want to edit it. Yeah.
For some reason, the word noodle came to my head.
Noodle!
Everyone's got noodle! Noodle!
Stop it.
No skillet. But yeah, I thought it.
Think you'll say that?
No, he will not.
Oh, okay,
we have to. What? Sorry. Oh my god!
Are Japanese people allowed to say that?
We're not allowed to say that.
No, you're not allowed to say that.
Are you not?
Japanese people don't say that.
Why not?
Because they're not black.
Oh, okay.
I'm fairly sure you shouldn't say it.
Who's right? We shouldn't even say that.
Booker T.
But I'll be damned if a Japanese man says it over me.
And let's keep it moving.
I tell you what, if that becomes Shinsuke Nakamura's t-shirt, I'm not buying it.
Hilarious.
Oh my god. Okay, underwhelmed this match. Underwhelmed for me this match.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the ending was cool with the fast count and the Shane McMahon trying to screw over. Sami Zayn got the pin, which I loved.
Yeah.
You know. Anyway, Kevin Owens kissed Sami Zayn in the cheek. I loved it.
I spent the whole match, though, looking at Shane and looking at Daniel Bryan and looking at Randy Orton's hair. Yeah. And the three things disturbed me.
Two referees.
Talented workers in there.
Two referees is really, like, distracting.
It is.
Yeah, it's too much. It's too much.
It's quite distracting.
Also, whenever somebody else becomes... Daniel Bryan was like, no, that's not allowed. Get it in the ring. Yeah. Come on, get in the ring, KO. You must get it in the... I don't know.
Randy Orton.
Yeah.
Where would you rank him in your top 50?
Of all time.
50? That's a bit much.
Of all time.
Yeah. If you had a... If someone said, hey, I've got a top 50 here, where would you place Randy Orton?
In the 30s? Somewhere maybe.
30s.
Really? I'd put him in between 10 and 20. No,
really?
Yeah.
Right, you rate him that high?
Yeah. What, is he not that good? No?
Okay.
He is. So,
he would be,
there's a lot of wrestling.
49 or 50 for me.
Yeah, really? Me too. Yeah, me too. Okay.
Like he was amazing. What
was
right?
That's great.
Was the question my favourite top 50?
Tay's no longer allowed to come back.
Tay's out. No, was the question my favourite top 50 or the best wrestler top 50?
No, say for instance.
He's in the top 50 wrestler.
Say you work for WWE,
yes.
Right?
And then, obviously, your opinion doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
Right? But it kind of does and it doesn't.
Yeah.
So they say, hey, listen, you have to put these people in it.
Yeah.
You just choose the order.
Yeah.
So, obviously, it's not really your top 50.
Yeah.
You've been given the list of wrestlers to put in the 50. Yeah. But you've also been given the right to choose where they rank.
Well, I'd want to impress Vince and Stephanie and Triple H, so I would put him at number one. No, in honesty, he's obviously a good wrestler.
Oh, he's a great wrestler.
He's obviously...
his work is flawless. Yeah. He's a amazing natural
heel. He's a
natural heel. Yeah. He has great moments.
He's got like the most over finisher.
But 50, you have to understand.
True, that's true.
You have to understand, that's 50, you disregard a lot of great wrestlers.
I'm not going to disregard them. He's just there.
I'd put him in the same category as Roman Reigns, a very good wrestler who I don't care for personally.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But he has you're right about the finisher, like, and the finisher is really important. He has the most over finisher.
Not the most original, though.
It's still the most over.
Yeah, but wasn't like it.
If anything, his finisher is more famous in mainstream media than him.
Yeah.
Because you see people, because I've seen people in the office go, what is this thing when the guy grabs him by the head in the swimming pool?
Yeah.
And
okay,
you see in the American football this weekend, someone was doing an interview and put his head down to scratch his knee, and one of his teammates ran up past him and went to do it.
Hilarious.
But then he came out afterwards, an NBA guy, and said, it wasn't an RKO, it was a diamond cut.
I never really understood this. Why was he trying to grab his knee brace?
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
I think Sammy's trying to say that he's trying to do something.
Oh, okay. Go on,
You know what would be out of nowhere? Okay. Swift kick to the nuts.
Exactly. We'll just grab him. I'm joking. Okay, let's go to AJ. Jinder Mahal. Our main event. And the Singh brothers are back with Jinder.
Yeah.
Weird.
Well, they're kind of like... They mentioned that on SmackDown.
What did they say?
They tried to go on like, AJ, we're with you. We hate Jinder. And then AJ said, you hate Jinder, huh? How about you in India with Jinder? And then showed him the thing. And then kind of reformed together, basically.
Okay. So what was the point of Jinder beating him up?
Because Vince McMahon doesn't know what he's doing.
Okay, cool.
Sometimes.
Jinder lost.
Yeah.
Jinder's finished, guys. That's it.
Yeah.
It was a good experiment, though.
No.
Question for you.
He looks great when he comes in.
Yeah.
I love him in the suits. He looks menacing, but yeah, go on, Skills.
Question for you guys. The lack of attendance in these live shows that people say is mainly because of Jinder, which probably...
Well, we're about to find out, aren't we?
...is true as well.
Yeah.
But don't you think some people might not be supporting the WWE product because the association with the president?
Maybe. No, actually, I don't.
No, because unfortunately... 52% of the people did vote for him.
Okay, so just in the morning.
And I can imagine, unfortunately, that as a lot of wrestling fans are probably Trump fans.
I would, unfortunately, yes. Yeah, certainly in the southern states.
Yeah.
And if you're listening and you voted for Trump, go fuck yourself.
Also, I feel like a lot of black
people... Just alienated 52% of our American audience, which is one person.
Some people just don't want to go anymore. They would just rather watch you on TV.
Mm.
And maybe this wrestling is not as big. I don't know.
The wrestling is not as good.
Is it a problem that we are talking about other things other than the main event? Does that suggest? For me, it was a good old fashioned wrestling match from the early noughties, late night. You know, it was a good wrestling match. But the problem is, Jinder Mahal isn't a main event talent. So when he went to get the heat in the middle of the match, no one really cared.
There was some Jinder sucks chance.
Yeah, but there was also some coaching to go. One guy in the audience went, "Look out, AJ, he's got steroids."
Yeah, I heard that.
I thought it was... I admit, I was like, this is a good old wrestling match. I'm impressed. But I was also slightly underwhelmed after how awesome the first two matches were.
Right.
Tay?
Sorry, this ending was really good.
It was good. Tay, what do you think of the main event?
Like you said, it was a good wrestling match, but I just think it just goes back to how Jinder was kind of thrust upon us.
Yeah.
And I don't think people are still not receptive of him being there. I don't think that people think that he deserves it yet.
Yeah.
So I think,
Who is it on your end? Right now. Someone on your end said he should have a United States Championship run.
Matt Davis.
I agree with that. That is such a shout because he can do the whole, which one of you stupid Americans is going to try and take this off?
But is this the same old shit, isn't it?
Yeah, but if you're going to do the same old shit, make it a good shit.
Yeah. Maybe that's what's next. Maybe that'll help get Dolph Ziggler over. a run with Jinder.
Ace and Skills, you both seem underwhelmed by the main event.
Yeah, it was.
Did you notice the crowd, just as soon as the pinfall happened, they got up and went?
Yeah.
Did you notice that?
They were like, oh, thank God for
it
that.
It was almost okay, like guys, let's go. Yeah, it was like they were disappointed. It was almost like Man United winning 3-0 or something like that. Yeah, we knew that was going to happen. Bye, everyone. And they walked. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Look at the look at you guys. You seem flat. But it was third best match on the card.
Hey, Ace, you might have to edit that Randy Orton thing, you know.
Or Randy Orton.
We don't want to go to WrestleMania this year, so...
Which
name
thing?
That's
the
whole against blacks.
No, man.
Wow. I think it's going to be the N-word, personally.
Yeah, yeah. I think that would be the part.
Yeah.
No, but he didn't say it. Just that could be his. That could be the word that gets him over.
not good.
Who's looking forward to this mixed match thing for Facebook?
What, live on Facebook? Wow, yeah. I can tell you, not me.
Finn Balor tweeted, "Hey guys, wouldn't it be great?"
Skillet did drop the mic, but not in a cool rap way. He just dropped the mic.
Wouldn't it be great if you voted for me and Bailey to be in a mixed tag team together?
Dead.
Hashtag Baylor.
Dead.
I don't know.
So we're not looking forward to it at all?
No, I'm not. I'm not watching that nonsense.
I'm not watching
Lana
that.
Tag team with...
With who?
Lana's not on it.
Rusev.
Oh, the idea of the Uso tagging with his wife.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
Well, Jim and Naomi. Yeah, that'd be nice.
Naya wants to tag with Braun Strowman. That's a bit unfair.
I don't want to see. I don't think this is completely irrelevant. I don't want to see the Usos break up, but I do want to see them one on one at WrestleMania. Those two.
Really?
I want to see an Uso. They're both so talented.
I'd be confused because I can't tell the difference between
them. Actually, I
Jay's not the when they're wrestling, one, yeah. Jimmy's the more power one, right?
I'd have no idea.
And normally you say Jimmy's the more talent, but Jay's actually just as talented, so it's just...
They're both talented.
Yeah, they're both
talented. Jay was the one that walked in. Jay's the one with the gold fronts.
Right.
He walked in when I was in Brooklyn drunk. He stood and stared at me. I went, "You cool?" He went, "Yeah, what's up, man?" Like he was about to fight.
He had a smoke.
Yeah, I think he had a smoke. I think he had a smoke and a drink, and I feel him a little bit... Merry.
Look at you guys.
Facebook mixed match challenge. I'm
yeah.
Looking forward to this.
So guys, out of 10, Clash of Champions.
I'd say it was a strong
3.
Out of 10.
out of 10.
I'd say strong 6.5. 6.5. 7.
7.
I'd say strong 7.
Okay.
7.
Seven.
It was missing a surprise. I know you can't...
Yeah.
Not a surprise as in the Dolph win. It was just missing some kind of twist or turn or something. Because we didn't get a heel turn from Shane and Daniel Bryan, because we didn't get a new kind of click for Jinder and stuff like that, it was slightly underwhelming because I was just expecting more. It was like an old-fashioned pay-per-view where the undercard was actually better than the main event.
Right.
Yeah. Which doesn't happen much these days, yeah.
Next up, the next... Start on in pay-per-view terms for WWE's Royal Rumble. Are you guys looking forward to the Royal Rumble?
Royal Rumble is my favourite pay-per-view.
Any surprise entries you can see happening?
Obviously there'll be some NXT call-ups.
Right.
And there'll be some returns.
Right.
When's Wrestle Kingdom?
4th of January.
Yeah.
So there could be a time for Jericho to return.
Right.
That would
Ricochet
be good,
might be coming.
That could be good.
Strong rumors that Ricochet might be making his debut at Royal Rumble.
I kind of wanted... This is why I wanted AJ to lose, because I really want AJ to win the Rumble.
No, but I think it should be Nakamura or something. It won't be Nakamura.
No, I just think like...
That'd be wasted, I think.
I feel like AJ deserves every accolade.
Okay.
And I think being a Rumble winner is one I think he should have as well.
Yeah,
and
agree.
Obviously he's not going to be in a match now. If he's got the title, he's not going to be in a match. So one more thing, can I ask... Is Dolph Ziggler a Grand Slam champion?
He's United States. He's world heavyweight. He's not WWE champion.
Yeah, he has
WWE champion.
Do you have to have... No, but if you're a world champion...
No, you have to have WWE as well. WWE.
Oh, really?
That's the only one he hasn't had.
Oh,
is that world champion?
Come on, Dolph.
Ziggler, is he a Grand Slam?
I thought he was a Grand Slam champion.
Yeah. Is he a tag team champion?
Yes, with the Spirit Squad.
Oh, yeah, he did. Mm-hmm. He so did. What were you talking about? People coming at Royal Rumble? I missed that.
Yeah, who do you... Do you have any...
It's in Philadelphia. Is there any ECW guys left?
Well, I mean, Ricochet might be making a debut.
Right. No, I saw you talking about that guy on Twitter, actually. Yeah. So, because I must admit, I was aware of AJ Styles. I'm aware of Ricochet. But when AJ Styles came out, I imagined that big... Would Ricochet get a pop like
in
that?
In Philadelphia, he'll get a pop.
Yeah?
Ricochet and Willow Spray was the talk of wrestling.
What'd you call him?
Willow Spray.
Willow Spray?
Yeah.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Osama Bin Laden, Will Ospreay. Sound like Christopher Walken.
Will Ospreay.
What you gotta do is cook the chicken in a humane way. Will Ospreay.
Will Ospreay.
Who and thought Ricochet the Eminem album was out?
What was the talk of the wrestling world in 2016 with their match they had in New Japan? Of course he's going to get a crazy pop. Ricochet is seen as one of the greats right now. He's seen as the greatest
wrestler. Oh, he's amazing. Right now. He's incredible.
So, of course he'll get a pop.
Yeah. How long do you think Will Ospreay turns up?
Skillet also said that the club would get a massive pop.
And they did when they debuted.
No, they didn't.
They got a massive pop. We were there live.
No, they didn't.
We were there live.
They didn't get a massive pop. When they debuted, me and you and Flew was going mad.
You don't
think Ricochet?
Oh no, that was in the States.
We saw one.
Although 3 weeks later, but they were still going mad.
Yeah, is it though? Why is it though?
They didn't get a massive pop. They didn't. They really didn't. They got a pop. They didn't. They 100% didn't.
They got a pop.
They didn't.
They got a pop.
Guys, you're going to have to settle this.
And it wasn't in Philadelphia as well when it debuted, so...
The pop was terrible.
The pop was good.
It was not good. It really wasn't.
Tweet us if the pop was good.
The pop was not good.
Yes.
What are you going to say?
I don't know. What was I going to say?
A rumble.
Yeah. Entrance. Surprise entrance.
Yeah. Do you have any...
I was thinking, well, X-Pac, if he's good to go, he looks in good shape. He's done a couple of matches recently, yeah. Who else is there?
All of the click has to come back.
You need at least one surprise. Yeah, you think Nash will turn up again? He was at the 25th.
I don't want to see any of them in the Rumble. Sorry, no.
So, okay, well, you'd want at least one surprise every year, don't you?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
If this is a surprise, I want a surprise.
Ricochet debut.
I want a surprise as a new talent. I don't want to see any oldies come back.
Okay, who can NXT, who can come up?
That's a good one.
No one yet.
Yeah, Aleister Black's not ready yet. No. Adam Cole, baby, is not ready yet.
How long is Drew McIntyre out for?
Oh, a year. Oh, yeah. Six to 8 months, which means all the best part of the year, isn't it?
Let's bring back the Funkasaurus.
Okay. Anyway. Flu.
Yeah.
Before we sign off.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw some dates at you. You tell me who won this Royal Rumble.
Oh, Christ, yeah.
2004. Okay, actually, don't mention that one.
Oh, yeah, Chris Benoit! What happened with him? What happened to Chris Benoit? He disappeared at the end there. What happened?
I don't know.
His career was going really well. And then, I'm just watching TV, and then suddenly Chris Benoit's not on TV, and I'm what's going on here? And then he just disappeared. So what happened with Chris Benoit, guys?
Who won the Rumble 2006?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not this guy. Rey Mysterio.
Yes, that's right.
Hey!
Tay.
Oh, no, I would never know.
Ace.
I'm not good at dates.
1991.
A Ric
Flair.
No. That's 92.
Hulk Hogan. Yes. Flu. Yeah, so we're going to go back and forth then, all right?
Okay.
So 1-0 to Flu.
Yeah.
Flu.
Yeah.
2010.
Rock?
No.
No, we're not matching.
John Cena.
Yes.
Do I get a point for that?
Yes. You don't know. You're asking us the questions and you don't know.
Where's my phone gone? Have you thought this again?
It's 1-1 now.
I'm not bringing it.
What did you do with it?
How did you lose your
phone? Dropped it down the side of the phone.
You are a klutz.
Anyway, skills, shall I bring up what we want to do with next week's pod, right?
Yeah.
Next week's, obviously, ladies and gentlemen, you've got the you've got Merry Christmas, and then you're going to have the end of year review from Kick Out. So could you actually write in, we're obviously going to do best wrestler male, best wrestler female, best tag team, blah, blah, blah. We're going to do best card, best franchise, but could you send in some best for us, please? Like maybe best cock-up, you know, best promo, blah, 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 blah. So if you could write in anything you would like us to tell you the best of.
Best of the year, 2017. What are you doing?
Yeah, that's a great idea. So we're going to do the best heel, best...
Do everything, best of everything. But, we'll try and run down everything. Yes, indeed. Yeah. And also, shall we do... let's do... I know they do the top 50 or the top 500. We're going to do our top 10 wrestlers of the year. Steals, what do you think of that?
I think that's
great. What do you think of that, Oost?
I mean, that's amazing news.
What do you think? Who's top 10 wrestlers of the year?
Well, I think top 10 is only circled around by the top 5.
What?
Well, I'm freestyling, so I'm trying to go in off the tangent. But tangents happen when you get locked down.
What's the tangent, Oos?
We get locked down.
What's the lockdown, Oos?
We get locked down. You got the key, I got the key. We both get locked down.
This week you made a racist comment and you dissed Randy Orton. You're not going to WrestleMania, Oos.
Oh, well, I've got a feeling that WWE doesn't support me anymore. And they might say to Hayes, hey, you can go to WrestleMania, but make sure Skinny is locked down. This is not paranoia.
This is day one-ish.
The Uso come to the Uso
penitentiary.
Oh my god. Okay, so guys, so are we doing this Royal Rumble quiz or are we going to end now?
Because we're like, we'll do a Rumble quiz properly. We'll plan it properly. I'll get all the dates in properly.
But you both lost though. It wasn't 2010. It was Edge.
It was Edge. Yeah, it was Edge 2010.
It's funny how I just said that.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know.
All right. Till next week. Cool. Rate, subscribe, comment.
1 second.
That skillet just dropped three. That was a super kick party from Skill.
Three super kicks. There you go. Thank you very much. Peace.